Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. The number here is 888-850-1872. Today we're going to talk about some interesting things. I'm dodging the healthcare discussion just a little bit. I spent time yesterday listening to the president's speech, and it was quite fascinating. The information coming out wasn't anything different than what we heard before. Of course, now there is a little bit of a police state issue that we're going to need to face with regard to a $3,800 fee or fine for those who do not participate. That is a very important discussion. I will be getting to that, but I'm going to have a little in-flight entertainment here before we go there. Something that came up is a little bit strange. I'm going to read this. I get some of my news from overseas because they report things that people need to know here but aren't paying attention to, or the mass media is not showing them. There was a lady whose name is Castor Semenya. She was really, really fast and beating all these records in women's sprinting and things like that. And she's a world athlete. And somebody claimed that she wasn't a woman. And she said, well, I was born a woman. Her mom says, yeah, she was born a woman. She just happens to be kind of guy-like, you know, and very athletic and very strong. Turns out when they did some tests, she has 3 times the testosterone levels of any other woman, which makes her look like a man. She's got, you know, very defined muscles and things like that, and kind of a manly shape to her, and that's the way it is. Well, they've done some tests to figure it out. They have found, as my wife predicted, that she was a hermaphrodite. A earthworm is a hermaphrodite, my wife tells me. She's into that biology thing. She can tell me all about that stuff. But I don't talk to her about talk radio, and she doesn't talk to me about hermaphrodites. I mean, their biology, all right? So that's, it all works out nicely. No, she tells me a little, and I tell her a little, and we get a good, you know, we have a good time. Hermaphrodite. World Athletics is in crisis with tests showing champion runner Castor Semenya is a hermaphrodite, a person with both female and male sexual characteristics. She's 18 years old. She does not have a womb. She does not have ovaries. She does have the things that those would be connected to that eventually, you know, open up to the outside world without going into any Latin terms or anything like that on this Family, Faith, and Freedom show. So she's got a certain portion, and then it ends where the womb would be. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. International Association of Athletic Federations is expected to disqualify her, she's a South African, from future events and advise her to have surgery because her condition carries grave health risk. Let's see what she does have besides the things that are missing and having 3 times more testosterone than the normal female. She said that the report says she has internal testes. Internal testes. So the organ that is normally found in a male that produces testosterone. So she has testes that produce testosterone. So that's somebody you call a hermaphrodite, except it would not be in the same biological sense that, she doesn't have a womb or female egg things, you know, so she can't produce a baby within herself. But that's what her situation is, and that was in the news, and I had to bring that up. I brought it up a little ways back, and so that's going on. That's an interesting thing. Very interesting. I find that fascinating. By the way, she's pretty secure with her identity. So, you know, bless her heart. Sometimes that kind of stuff happens. So it depends on what you do with it, right? Okay, here's another thing. The Times of India report, the UN want global currency. The United Nations wants a global currency. Remember the Constitution and who was supposed to be regulating money and the value thereof? Congress? But we're progressively getting away from that with the Federal Reserve, etc. And this credit currency rather than money currency. So the United Nations, of whom the president, of which the president, sorry, is going to be a active legislator in this global government, contrary to the Constitution, it wants a global currency. So the president is in partnership with this global government determining a global currency way beyond and totally contrary to the United state's constitution. I wonder if this government is just completely extra constitutional and operating in parallel. I don't know. I'm not big into that stuff. It just is getting kind of creepy. The dollar's role in international trade should be reduced by establishing a new currency to protect emerging markets from the confidence game, the evil sky is falling confidence game of financial speculations, the United Nations said. President Obama, as one of those legislators, has partnered with these guys to determine a extra constitutional governmental policy that there should be a global currency. This is from the Times of India reporting, but it's the United Nations that is putting this out. UN countries should agree on the creation of a global reserve bank to issue the currency and monitor the national exchange rates of its members, the Geneva-based UN Conference on Trade and Development said on Tuesday in a report. China, India, Brazil, and Russia this year called replacement of the dollar as the main reserve currency. These guys are permanent members of the UN, by the way. See, they're the representative from Russia and the representative from Brazil and the representative from India and the representative from China have issued and seconded. Actually, there's no seconded a lot actually needed in this. But this year, because you don't have to have two or more witnesses, you don't have to have biblical truth kind of thing. Somebody willing to put their reputation on the line and accountability if what they say is not true. That's the basis of seconding things. But nobody seconds anything in this. China, India, Brazil called for a replacement to the dollar as the main reserve currency after the financial crisis sparked by the collapse of the U.S. mortgage market. Think about this, folks. Who knew what was going on? Were the bankers completely oblivious to the amount of people that were being born and coming into America? Were they completely oblivious to people's ability to pay for houses? Were they completely oblivious to the fact that you cannot grow your economy when your people are being killed in utero? Japan has just offered $3,500 per person to have a baby, a stimulus package, because they say we cannot grow our economy with not a growth of people. We're not replenishing ourselves. Think about it, folks. Were, with this Social Security meltdown, were they oblivious to this? Somebody who's in charge running the numbers game knew this, guys. You can't be thinking that wasn't just a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer to me. And I'm not one of these experts running the planet. So look at this thing we've got to do because of those evil sky is falling, wicked people in the U.S. with their mortgage market fiasco. Led to the world's worst global recession since World War II. China, the world's largest holder of dollar reserves, set a supranational currency that's a non-controlled by a nation currency, such as the IMF special drawing rights. I did a show about these special drawing rights. See, this is, if you just spend a little bit of time looking into this, we're not just a bunch of conspiracy theorists here. It's going on, folks. But we're not paying attention to the in-flight entertainment. What we're paying attention to is that our plane is in the nosedive. Somebody's got to find out how to get to the yoke and pull back. And it may need some help. You got to be able to say, hey, we got a little problem here. Our plane's in the nosedive, all right? We need the ailerons or whatever they're talking about. And somebody pull the rudder because the rudder's broke. So somebody's got to yank that. And we're gonna have to pull this thing out of the nosedive or know when to jump ship, aren't we? Help each other with our parachutes, maybe. The world's largest holder of dollar reserve, that's China, because they got the money, they got the people, they got the gold. And they've got Long Beach, set a supranational currency such as the IMF special drawing rights, SDRs, funny money CO2 credits. I mean, it's just like CO2 credits, but it's with paper, with debt. It's a debt credit. It's a credit, all right? Special drawing rights made add stability. So who is it that's going to be running the world? Is it going to be Congress? Or the little committee on the IMF? Who's going to be running the world? Is it a government to be a minister of God for our good or a minister of mammon. What's going on? There's a much better chance of achieving a stable pattern of exchange rates, the United Nations said, in a multilaterally agreed framework for exchange rate management, etc., etc., etc. Let me just move on to something that's sort of English. Let's see. Well, it would be desirable to strengthen these special drawing rights with as an ability for a country it's a special drawing right. I'm going to end up having to go to the IMF website so they explain this thing. But a special drawing right essentially goes in line with something I said years ago when I say the gold isn't in Fort Knox anymore. The gold is your numbered head. Your numbered head. You see, China, besides having gold and resources and stuff, was having a lot of numbered heads. They were going to have a lot more spending power than anybody else on the planet. Hence, and because they were evil, they were not given, it was a type of favored nation status. But then when they began to kill their children in utero and have a one child per family quota limit, then suddenly they gained favored nation status because their economic growth power was kept in check. Special drawing rights. What they are is they look at the numbered heads of a country, their ability to generate, it's quantifiable. How many people do you have? How much labor can you generate? How much of a carbon footprint will that have? That's now going to be related to numbered heads. And so how much cost will they have? What is the growth rate, birth rate, death rate? What are the natural resources? So somebody's crunching all these numbers and they give what they call special drawing rights. It gives them credit. See, right now, the government of America is pumping out fake money on borrowing things without having numbered heads to back it up. So what they've done is taken the number heads that they have, and they've made it so that every number head now, we're going to take more from each numbered head under the guise of a healthcare scheme, because that's how they're going to have to pay for your car that you got for cash for clunkers. So that's what they've got to do. So they're going to have an increase of amount taken from each numbered head. And the other thing is, those people who are not numbered head yet, try to stay unnumbered and get health care. Try to go to the doctor without getting numbered, because you're going to have a real-time computer database to see whether you're quoting from the bill, eligible for a specific service, a specific physician, or specific facility. Not whether you can get a subsidy from the government or private or something healthcare. It'll be now, because you got to charge everybody who doesn't pay $3,800. It'll be absolutely imperative, absolutely, for every person in America that walks in the door to know whether they are a numbered head and whether they've paid their dues. So that'll take care of the few remaining people who are unnumbered in America. And that'll give them more special drawing rights. You think I'm making this up? So what do we do about it? We're going to have to come back with what do we do about it here. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I might be out of my mind. I hope I live a long day on the earth and have an opportunity to be salt and light everywhere I can. So I'm going to need divine intervention the more I say these kind of things, aren't I? Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. You really need to get on board Liberty Works Radio Network, folks. It's imperative. It is absolutely imperative. Check us out on our website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm doing my spiel before the break. Even though I didn't hear the music kick in, I can feel it. I can sense it. This sense of synergy and utopia, parabolic, glowing United Nations consummating with the United States in the New World Order. We're going to be back. Check us out again on our website, faithfreedoms.org, and our call-in number is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. And I shall return.